This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie this afternoon, and delighted, honored to have an associate, a friend, a colleague of all of ours. His name is Dean Muller. He's the president of Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Dean is here chatting with me, chatting with you about this major initiative that has been underway for a while, gathering steam, gathering focus and attention across the state of Wisconsin and beyond, using the science, right, Dean? Using the things we know to identify the problem and find this way forward through this notion of civil litigation, tort litigation that would bring money into local coffers and other sources of funds for localities to remediate the results of the fossil fuel industry and the things that they have done. You and I talked recently about this major decision coming out from the World Court just a couple of weeks ago, saying that it is a moral responsibility, they said, to address these issues of climate and change, and that if countries and governments do not do this, they're actually engaging in wrongdoing. And I know that obviously you and your membership take a great deal of support and meaning from that, but also it has been a part of your initiative to make this very local and make it meaningful locally and regionally here in the state of Wisconsin. It is not just a world court out there. It's making it significant right here in our own backyards. Talk with us a bit more again about this overall notion that you can indeed make some changes here, and that your group, in particular, Wisconsin for Environmental Justice, has got some missions and some purposes, some practical things that you can do as we go forward.
One of the things we emphasize as an organization is, what are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to create a recurring revenue stream for local government. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And of course, I could say, I suppose somewhat facetiously, we could ask, and people believe in accountability, and, you know, and the fossil fuel needs to be held accountable for this. So we could ask them to pay, you know, but I don't think they're going to. So that would mean we need to make a claim in a court of law. And that's where the justice comes into the picture here. This is part of a national effort. There's about 30 to 40 entities. About a third of them are counties, a third of them are cities, and a third of them are states that have filed, mostly on the East Coast, West Coast, but in the Midwest. Minnesota filed about 2 years ago, and the city of Chicago filed last summer, and Michigan is in the process of filing. So we are surrounded in Wisconsin, and of course, you know, Wisconsin does have, a very, very prestigious history in terms of, we created Earth Day.
Gaylord Nelson,
Gaylord Nelson, and a track record of bipartisanship. Knowles Nelson is should be acknowledged as well. So our approach then is to build a coalition as quickly as we possibly can through social media and so forth, and connecting with those other social justice organizations. We assume from the outset that everyone in this state is an environmentalist, one sort or another.
That's why we live should here. Be a partisan issue, right? As you've said, it's not political. Everybody should be concerned about this.
The people hunt, the fish, the people that do birding, the people like preservation of monarch habitat, on and on it goes. And okay, you're out there hunting for mushrooms. I mean, you know, we need to preserve our wonderful state, and we need to take actions to do that. And the notion that you mentioned is very unique in terms of using a tort claim, because it stays in state court, and it'll be litigated in state court. And the fossil fuel industry would like it to go to federal court, but they have not been successful in accomplishing that. That's a whole other discussion. But the focus here is to talk to local officials at the local level. This is something that we can do as citizens at the local level, at the city level, at the county level, villages and so forth. People talking to their elected officials, they're begging the first question: do you need more money? Do you need more revenue? And I think the obvious answer is yes. I mean, whether you're talking about Milwaukee, which is cutting bus lines because of a lack of funds, or you're talking about any other city or municipality, they all struggle to pay their bills. And the only other option, I think I was just hearing about, there's how many counties or cities are doing wheel taxes to raise revenue. I mean, it's all around us. So this is a way of raising more revenue. Will it happen right away? No, it's going to take a little bit of time. And the other thing I would emphasize too is, one of the pushbacks we get from elected officials when we talk to them is that they don't have money to pay lawyers to litigate. And that is not an issue because this litigation is going to be handled by firms who handle these cases on a contingency basis. Specifically said, they will not get paid anything in terms of legal fees unless they prevail in court. So that is not an impediment or an issue here. Now, sometimes people might say, well, you want to take on the fossil fuel industry? They're the bad guys. Well, we're not. It's not a bad guy, good guy issue. I mean, from the standpoint that these are costs that we are currently incurring right now. And we're basically shifting them to the entity that should be held accountable for it. I mean, when we talk about, you know, the Milwaukee River cleanup, which is going to be $500 million. Well, who's paying for that? Well, we're paying for that as taxpayers. Who put that sludge, industrial sludge, in the river? Well, it was the industries that are no longer here. They're gone now.
Right.
I mean, and of course, the Fox River was probably a better example because that was $1 billion. And the paper companies that polluted it ended up, through court action, paying for a good portion of that. So this is basic accountability is what we're talking about. No, you need to clean up after yourself. And I'm not again a lawyer, but I think it's a pretty compelling case when you can use the evidence that the party you're going after for monetary damages can provide you with evidence that they knew what they were doing and they knew that it was going to be damaging to the environment. They knew that court records show back in the 70s. So,
and Dean, if our listeners and listeners want to be a part of this, what do they do? How do we get in touch with you? And what can they do here in the last few seconds?
They simply Google Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. They will find us. And then the other more specific is the website is W4EJ.org. W4EJ.org. And you can find me there. We'd love to have participation. There is a petition on there that people can sign showing their support for what we're trying to do. And, you know, when it comes time to talk to elected officials, you know, we need people
to do it. You'll do it, right? That's Dean Muller. He's the president of Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Dean, thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast this afternoon. We'll look forward for more from you in the future. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel. Have a good afternoon, everybody.